thieves, sir, of the sex already, sir.
Ha ha, I'll plague him yet.
Not know my wife, sir?
Oh, I do know your wife, sir. She's a woman, sir. And consequently, a monster, sir. A greater monster than a husband, sir.
A husband? How, sir?
A husband with horns, sir.
Oh.
But I make no more cuckold, sir.
Pray, Sir Jasper, let us be gone from this rude fellow.
Who, by his breeding, would think he'd ever been in France?
Oh, Sister Dainty, he's but too much a French fellow. Such as hate women of quality and virtue for their love to their husbands. A woman is hated by them as much for loving her husband as for loving their money. But pray, let's be gone.
Now, you do well, Lady Fidget, for I've nothing that you care for.
What?
Well, I've brought over not so much as a bawdy picture, new postures, nor the second part of the École des Filles.
Oh, you're for shame, sir. What do you mean? You'll ruin yourself forever with the sex.
He hates women perfectly, I find.
What pity it is he should.
Why, he's a base, rude fellow-fot. But affectation makes not a woman more odious to them than virtue.
Because your virtue is your greatest affectation, madam.
Oh, you saucy fellow. Would you wrong my honour?
If I could.
How do you mean, sir?
No, he can't wrong your ladyship's honour, upon my honour. He, poor man, hark you in your ear, a mere eunuch.
Oh, filthy French beast. Oh, why do we stay? Let's be gone. I can't endure the sight of it.
Stay but till the chairs come. They'll be here presently.
No, no.
Oh, nor can I stay longer. Tis, let me see, a quarter and a half quarter of the minute past 11. The council will be sat. I must away. Business must be preferred always before love and ceremony with the wise Mr. Horner.
Damn the impotence, Sir Jasper.
Aye, aye, the impotent Master Horner.
What? Leave us with a filthy man alone in his lodgings?
He's an innocent man now, you know. Mr. Horner, your servant. I should be glad to see you at my house. Pray come and dine with me and play at cards with my wife after dinner. You are fit for women at that game yet. It is as much a husband's prudence to provide innocent diversion for a wife as to hinder her unlawful pleasures. And he had better employ her than let her employ herself. Farewell.
Your servant, Sir Jasper.
And I will not stay with him.
Nay, madam, I beseech you, stay. If it be but to see I can be as civil to ladies yet as they would desire.
No, no, for you cannot be civil to ladies.
You as civil as ladies would desire.
No, no, no.
Now I think I, or you yourself rather, have done your business with them.
Not an ass, doctor. Don't you see already? Upon the report and my carriage, this grave man of business leaves his wife in my lodgings, invites me to his house, and wife, who before would not be acquainted with me out of jealousy?
Nay, by this means you may be the more acquainted with the husband, but the less with the wives.
If I can but abuse the husbands, I'll soon disabuse the wives. Women of quality are so civil, you can hardly distinguish love from good breeding, and a man is often mistaken. But now I can be sure she that shows an aversion to me loves the sport, as those women that are gone, whom I warrant to be right. And the next thing is, your women of honour, as you call them, are only chary of their reputations, not their persons. And 'tis scandal they would avoid, not men. Now may I have, by the reputation of a eunuch, the privileges of one, and be seen in a lady's chamber in the morning as early as her husband, kiss virgins before their parents or lovers, and may be, in short, the passepartout of the town. Huh? Now, doctor.
Your process is so new that we do not know, but it may succeed.
Not so new, neither. Probatum est, doctor.
Well, I wish you luck and many patience whilst I go to mine. Ah, Mr. Harcourt, Mr. Dorrilant, your servant, sir.
Cordial, sir. Come, Horner. Your appearance at the play yesterday has, I hope, hardened you for the future against the women's contempt and the men's raillery. And now you're abroad, as you are wont.
Did I not bear it bravely? What say you, Dorrilant?
With a most theatrical impudence. Nay, more than the orange wenches show there, or a drunken visard mask, or a great-bellied actress. Nay, or the most impudent of creatures, an ill poet, or, what is yet more impudent, a second-hand critic.
But what say the ladies? Have they no pity, Harcourt?
What ladies? The visard masks, you know, never pity a man when all's gone, though in their service.
Mr. Sparkish is below, sir.
What? What?